Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India,
Ni Hao.
Namaste. In Japan,
Namaste.
Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, sawubona. In Senegal, nangadef. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, assalamu alaikum. Greetings. And may peace be upon you all.
Welcome to this January 27, 2023. Woo-hoo! We made it. We made it almost done with January. And we're in the month of the star sign of Aquarius. So this Sunday, I'm going to be doing a show on the age of Aquarius. You don't want to miss it on Soul Purpose Healing. But today, welcome, 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 everyone, and thank you for joining me. It's a little chilly in Florida. We are back in our winter season. We go back and forth. We were in 80 degrees one day, and now we're back to, what, 40s or 50s. So it's all great because we give our body a chance to do what it does well, and that is to keep us healthy, wealthy, and strong. So thank you for being here. Let's do some joint rolling. Why do we do joint rolling? Because these joints need lubricating, just like the parts of your automobile. You need to lubricate these joints. And someone knocking at my door. Excuse me a minute. Yes. Hi. Hi. Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. Be good. I know. Anyway, say goodbye to my granddaughter. She's gone to school. She wanted to show me what she was wearing. And so, hallelujah, hallelujah. We are good today. My granddaughter and grandson are going off to school. And we're going to talk about the food shortage that's coming. It's everywhere. It's already happening in Europe. Unless the pictures are fake, the shelves are getting empty in Europe. And so we in America should prepare. You're not going to be, according to some sources, and I'm going to play for you a message from one of our congressmen in Washington, D.C. You're not going to be able to go into grocery stores and find everything that you need in this year. So we just want you to be prepared and not have any worry or fear. And the most important thing you need to do in the coming weeks and months is fly. love yourself, because everything else will fall in line when you love this kingdom within. So let me put on some joint rolling music. The Sounds of Blackness, our favorite tune for rolling these joints. The words are great, and it is time for healing, always. So we're glad you're joining us for this time. And we're going to want you to just follow along if you can, wherever you are. I don't care if you're in a wheelchair, just roll whatever joints that you can get to. Because that will not only produce synovial fluid, they call it, that lubricates these joints, but it also gets your circulation moving better and the blood flowing through your veins better. It just improves your vehicle's functioning and performance. All right, so let's do it together. We're going to roll our neck around first, and then we do our shoulders back and forward, and then we do some swimming in the sea of energy. And then we're going to get on our back, kick our legs up, and get our ankles and our wrist joints moving. And then we get our knee and our elbows moving, and then we roll over on our side and roll the leg around to get the hip joint rolling on both sides. And then we come up and we do some stimulation for our vagus nerve, which is a major trunk for the body temple. So thank you, YouTube family. Woohoo! I got YouTube family this morning, Blog Talk family, and Facebook family on Soul Purpose Healing, and my personal channel, which has got a new avatar going on my personal Facebook. So let us share this message with others. We're bringing you a message for life and health and truth. And that's what we need in 2023, because the number 7 rules this year. And that just means 7 is a divine number that brings in divine energy for us to become all that we need to become, when our mind and our body is in synchronicity. So, all right, let's do this joint. Let's start some music and get our neck rolling.
Yeah.
bring our feet and hands together, activating all those meridians, breathing in and out, getting the oxygen flowing in there as well. Breathe in and out. Activate, and let's hug our knees to our chest and rock side to side. Give your spinal cord a good massage, side to side. Oh, that feels so good. And let's rock to one side and let's push up. Yay, we did it. Did it. Now we can do some vagus nerve stimulation. Rub those hands together. Rub those hands together. Warm them up. Warm up those hands. Warm up those hands. And place them on the back of the neck and squeeze and release. Squeeze and release. You should feel that all the way to your toes because that's the network of the vagus nerve. It goes all the way. Those nerve endings go all the way to the toes, down your spine, out through your arm. Take a deep breath in and release. Squeeze and release. Squeeze and release. Squeeze and release. Let's just pat down our arms. Oh, get that under that arm. Get that lymphatic system loosening up, draining. This is where you have lymph glands that can get clogged. So give yourself a massage under the in the armpit to loose up those lymph, open up those lymph system glands. And same thing on the other arm. Let's pat down the arm. Come back here. Massage under the arm in the armpit. Give it a good love massage. And then right here in the middle of your chest is your thymus gland. You want to always pat on that and stimulate the production of lymphocytes and all the things that go along with you that help keep you healthy in the winter, especially it's cold. So let's just give our breath a little massage underneath, get those breath glands moving. And then finally, give your microbiome down here some massage that keeps all those microbes busy. Your army, that's your army down there. So you want to always pay attention to that. Give thanks, give thanks. We give thanks for a new day and for our breath. Breathe in. Breathe in, hold, and exhale. Inhale goodness, inhale love, inhale joy, inhale strength, and exhale all those toxins from your lungs, from your mind. Exhale, inhale one more time. Good, deep breath in. Inhale, 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 hold it, and exhale. Give thanks. Woohoo, you did it. All right, we're going to go to my studio now and get ready to talk about food shortages. They're already here, so I don't know if you're feeling it or not. Your grocery store might still have some packaged goods and all the processed food that we usually see, but there's some shortages coming. We want to make sure you don't get stressed about it or have any fear. We're going to help you find the alternative for these foods that are going to be in very, very short supply pretty soon. So let me pick up my computer and let's go to my studio where I have my dad's poster behind me, my book for my dad, Sherman J. Howard Football, on sale at his website, Sherman J. Howard Football and Beyond. That's my second book, and he transitioned in 2019, so he's still with me in spirit in this picture. And then over here we have our chakra chart. If you are not familiar with this, it gives you the colors that of your energy centers in your body. And it's important when you are especially not feeling well to tune in to those centers to get them moving and activated to help you stay well and healthy. So this morning, this is, we're in January 27th. So 7, 8, 9, 10, and 7. So today's an 8. 8 new beginnings. Woohoo! We're in new beginnings. 127, 2023, it comes to an 8. So I want to play for you this morning a message from a government employee. I think he's Senator, let's see, what is he? McCormick, Representative McCormick. He gives us a warning about what's happening this year with food. And as I said, if you've been on YouTube, there are videos all over from Europe showing empty shelves. This could be fake. You never know. But just in case, I've heard prophetic warnings about the shortages we're going to experience. So I've got 10 of them that I got from a YouTube. I watched several, actually. I watched several YouTube, and they all seem to be saying the same thing about these particular foods that we're going to have shortages on. So I'm going to give you that list right after this message from a man, Representative McCormick from Washington, D.C.
So today I'd like to address something that's near and dear to everyone's heart, and that is food security. One of my biggest concerns right now as I've become educated on the things that concern Americans is the fact that all around the world right now we're facing food shortages. A lot of this is created by our own actions. If you look in Ukraine right now, you have food rotting in bins because of a war. The breadbasket of Europe is not going to be producing crops in the next year because of the war. In China, you have massive pollution, which is contaminating their agricultural output. Meanwhile, you have countries like India that are reliant on foreign fertilizer that are going to be choked off because of the environmental movement. You have the Netherlands and Germany reducing their nitrates and their fertilizers, which they haven't done since World War I, which created a famine back then. In the United States, we have a third of our chickens and our eggs that are being reduced because of avian flu. Meanwhile, we're allowing Chinese nationals and billionaires to buy up millions of acres of farmland. This is concerning for many reasons. If we thought that the pandemic was a reason for government to overreach, if we thought that that was going to be a crisis, imagine what it would be like if we ran out of food, if we have food shortages. When you realize that we had people panicking over toilet paper, imagine what they'll do when they panic when our cupboards are bare. This could be a worldwide reason for war. And it's also another reason for government to increase their control. There is always a reason for people to turn to the government to solve the problems that the government created. And that is my main concern today, to be something proactive rather than reactive. We see it coming. We can see that any foreign national country could come up with a virus to contaminate our livestock or even our crops. And yet we're doing nothing to proactively make sure that Chinese nationals can't buy farmland in America, that billionaires can't buy millions of acres of farmland and artificially increase prices during a food shortage. We as Congress need to be proactive. We need to reach out and make sure we're doing things to strategically protect our food resources both here and abroad. We need to fight back this idea that the environmental movement shouldn't use fertilizers, shouldn't produce agriculture, shouldn't be having foresight to protect human life over all else. And with that, I propose that Congress is realistic in the way we allow people to purchase. I'm all for free market. I'm all for allowing people to sell to who they want to, but always with the idea that America still comes first and Americans are protected in the process, that we don't turn to the government to solve the problem that we are creating, and that we don't allow foreign nationals to affect our food supply, because this would be catastrophic both here and abroad, and would lead to wars, as we've seen over and over through the history of this world. And with that, I yield the remainder of my time, and thank you.
Now, how do you feel when you hear a message like that? I'm really, really curious what that message says to you. First of all, it's from Washington, D.C. Can we trust anything that comes out of Washington, D.C.? Yeah, I'm very, very sick about any messages coming out of Washington, D.C. But that's why I go to YouTube and choose the sources of information that seem legitimate. Everything is not 100% truth or right. We don't know. my friend used to always, well, did you vet that? And I was like, vet? What do you mean did I vet that? Well, did you check it out? Make sure it was a legitimate source. These days, can we trust our government that's in bed with all these corporations? As I said in my previous shows, we are looking at a corporatocracy these days with our government. They bend and bow down and obey the corporations that are feeding their pockets, is what my opinion is. So when you hear that message, I'd love to know, what does it do for you? Does it make you, does it put you in fear? Does it bring you a red flag alert that you should do something? Well, for me, after doing more research, I decided that we should just be proactive. As he mentioned, let's just be proactive. It's happening all over Europe, if you believe the videos that are out there. And so let us begin to prepare just in case and become the minimalist that we need to be anyway. I'm a minimalist of sorts. I've given up so much food, processed food, not real food, but processed food. Today, this morning, I'm drinking my mushroom hot chocolate. I want to encourage you to look into, first and foremost, mushrooms. This is a product I use called Om Mushroom. It's a master blend of 10 mushroom species and adaptogens. You can get it online at Om, I believe it's om.com, ommushrooms.com. Just giving me so much energy and vitality and balance in my body, I believe. There's a lot online about the benefits of mushroom. There's a Netflix documentary about fungus and what it does for our bodies. So I first and foremost encourage you to start saving up mushrooms, growing mushrooms, do whatever you can to get more mushrooms in this body, because I think that's the key to a simple food that can feed you during these times of food shortage. And then let's get into this list, at least part of it, before we go to the break. And I'm going to share with you things you can do to substitute these foods that eventually won't be in supply or large amounts to be found in grocery stores possibly. Number one is butter. How many of you are using butter out there? Maybe you're not even using butter. For heaven's sakes, I hope you're not using margarine. That's a toxin. The margarine is out. No margarine in the body. It has been proven by research to cause all kinds of problems. So whatever you do, don't be substituting butter with margarine and all these other fake butters. It's time for you to find a healthy substitute for butter. So what are some healthy substitutes for butter? For all the years that I spent in the health food business, 10 years in a store, and then for the last 35 years, I've been just studying all these things to discover what are good alternatives to butter. Number one, coconut oil. Coconut oil, you can make your own coconut oil if you find coconuts, and they're everywhere. I was at a Chinese market the other day, and there was this huge box of coconuts sitting there. And if you can open them with a sledgehammer or whatever, get out, get the coconut out, make your own coconut oil, do whatever you can to get those great oils in you, and that coconut oil is one. Olive oil, there's olive oil. Well, that's on the list. That's actually vegetable oils is second on the list. So olive oil might not be so readily available, but if you can't find the butter, then go to olive oil or coconut oil. Those are my two favorites. Now, if you have some favorites, let me know, and we'll add them to the list. But for me, I use coconut oil and olive oil. Those are the only two oils that I actually use. And then I buy pecan butter from the local grocery store, pecan butter, and they always have this oil on top that it just looks beautiful. And I'll pour that on my bread, sometimes in my salad. So find nut oils to replace the butter because you need the fat. There's no question about it. You need the fat in your body. Butter has been one go-to for many. I love butter. To use that on my bread, and it's not unhealthy at all. We've had these reports that butter's not good for you and all that. But butter is definitely a fermented product that can be beneficial to bring in more fats. We need fats, healthy fats in our body. Butter is just one, but you can use nut oils and coconut oil and olive oil. So those would be my go-tos for butter. And vegetable oils is also going to be in short supply. That's number two on the list. You don't need a lot of vegetable oils in your body. Vegetable oils, if you go do the research, processed oils are very damaging to the body. They create free radicals. Most of the time they've been heated. Even if they're cold-pressed oils, those oils are not necessarily good for the body because of the form that they're in, and the body has to digest, process this unusual form of oil in usually great amounts. If you look on the labels of most processed foods, sunflower oil, canola oil, which is the worst of all, it's called rapeseed oil for a reason. Rapeseed oil, all those oils are damaging for the body. So in 2023, as we build up this temple to sustain us and prevent any sickness in this strange year that we're in, but divine year, leave out the vegetable oils anyway, and they're going to be in short supply. Now, before we go to the break, I see we've got a caller. Let me bring in this caller after the break, 773-221. I'll open up your mic right after the break. So hang in there, and we will come right back to you after these breaks.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the Earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is a result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
body, and it's time for more wisdom. If you just joined us, we had a congressman share his perspective, his belief about the food shortage, and didn't give us too many ideas about it, just suggested we be proactive. I totally agree. Let's be proactive about the shortages that are being predicted and probably planned. The way things have been going over the last few years, everything seems to be planned for us to build up our reserves, especially our spiritual, mental reserves and our physical reserves. Fasting, there's a big solution for you for food shortages. Learn how to fast. I'm an intermittent faster. I don't eat until noon. And sometimes I'm eating at 10 o'clock at night. So it's good for me to not eat until noon the next day, because I might be up watching YouTube videos or preparing a show, and I'm munching on something or other. Lately, I've been doing good. Papaya is my go-to these days at night, and I wake up feeling better. So I'm just saying, munching at night, then fast till noon the next day to help your body produce stem cells. Stem cells will repair anything in your body that needs repairing. The best way to produce stem cells is fasting, because your body has nothing else to work on but your cellular production of stem cells. When you don't put food in there, guess what? It starts healing things. It gives your healing priority. But when you put food in your mouth, the first priority for your body, okay, let's process this food that's been put in the mouth. And that takes a while sometimes, going down the throat to the small intestine, the stomach, all through the body, out to the anus. And all that energy is taking away from your body producing healing stem cells. So one solution is stem cells, which comes about by fasting. So let me open the mic for someone who has pressed 1-773-221. Your mic's open. Welcome. Give us your name, where you're calling from.
Andrew Nelson Bay can easily go for days without ingesting anything. And longevity is militated when one eats once every 3 days, according to the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, author of How to Eat to Live, Parts 1 and 2. I was at Muhammad's University of Islam this past Wednesday and collected, his fourth Wednesday, all of these canned goods and pineapple and, They never issue any meat, which is a good thing. And what you said is so vitally important as relates to how the body responds to the stimulus of any thing that a person ingests, because then the body has to, spend energy working on that. And I know this, Muslims of the Nation of Islam, it's like they never seem to eat anything. And I'm really the same way. And the less we eat, the better. And I'm going to be Vice President of the United States, and we're going to have a food policy with my, I can show the people better than I can tell them. Those who do the most good say the least about it, Abdu'l-Bahá. And I'm in contact with Mama AZ. I may be traveling to Phoenix, Arizona next month. And I'm very mindful of the food shortages that seem pending or impending. Everything is in divine order, and there doesn't have to be a thermonuclear war. There doesn't have to be any war in Ukraine. When my people who are called by my name humble themselves and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I shall hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal the land. What God's spirit is telling me is to humble myself. And everything functions according to laws of cause and effect. And the cause of the impending food shortage, the purpose of it is to humble individuals, to show humility, to demonstrate their gratitude for God's, it's like America the Beautiful, America. We have all of these resources, the grain, I mean the agricultural production potentialities of America is, very big. We can feed the world. Ukraine can feed Europe. Zimbabwe can feed the whole of Africa. And all of this farmland that this billionaire has somehow acquired is to be redistributed to the people. But let's humble ourselves and pray and seek God's face and turn from our wicked ways, etc., as I said from that biblical passage. And I think when we demonstrate that, then things are going to be made right.
Thank you, Andrew Nelson, future Vice President of the United States. So I have a question for you. Are you going to bring back, are you going to promote, I would say, in your, if you get elected, will you promote the Republic as our Pledge of Allegiance statement brainwashed us all those years? I did a show on Sunday, and I played the, I'm going to play America the Beautiful. I happen to have that in my list of music here. But I realized when I was talking about the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic, for which it said, I looked up the word Republic, and it states that it's a system where there is superpower given to the people and their elected officials. I'm like, what? And then I brought out the idea that we're not in a republic. We're in a corporatocracy. So as vice president, would you promote a republic or would you continue with the same lobby system of corporatocracy?
There is, of course, the United States of America Corporation and the U.S. of A. Republic. I would, of course, be with the U.S. of A. Republic. If you can just give me a moment, because I want to say the right thing, and it takes me a little time to gather my thoughts.
I also promote we get rid of this Star Spangled Banner and go to the song you mentioned. Let me play that real quick so we remind everyone of an alternative. We're talking alternative today. Let's get rid of the Star Spangled Banner promoting war, celebrating war and all that. And let's go to why most of us love this country. It's not because of war, that's for sure, but it's because of the beauty in this song. Words. I've got to replace that one. I just realized what a bad version that is. But you get the picture, I hope. America the Beautiful, Purple Mountain Majesty, from sea to sea. We're on this, what our brother Kwame always refers to as Turtle Island. It's a beautiful island. If you ever travel across the United States, it's the most beautiful place. You just take your breath away to see some of the land. And yet we have this totally corrupt government in Washington, D.C., and it's becoming a global myth. So, Andrew, did you have an answer to that question, or are we going to move on to our next food shortage item?
You can continue on.
All right. Well, thank you, Andrew, for your contribution, reminding us to fast. That's the key. When they talk about food shortages, it's like, yay! Like our sister Zelda comments on Facebook, she says, Grand Rising Beautiful Queen Teacher, chances are we eat way too much food anyway. Proactive is eating less and fasting more. I totally agree. In fact, I say eat less and move more. Move and fast. Move and fast and rest. Resting and moving. Resting and moving. That's what we're doing in 2023, eating less because the food is ridiculously, let's see, something happened to my power. The food is ridiculously bad, and so we want to continue to move more, eat less. So next, the number three item on the food shortage is tomatoes. This is such an easy alternative fix because I grew tomatoes out of a compost pile. I didn't even put any effort whatsoever into my growing my first bunch of tomatoes. They just came up out of the compost pile. So I was like shocked to see that this was happening. And so real, the next time I went to a farmer's market and I went to a Home Depot and I actually bought a plant. Actually, I went to a local Home Depot type store and I bought tomato plants. So I strongly suggest and urge you to do that. Do the plant, buy the tomato plant rather than start with seed. Or if you can, just start it. If you have the land, compost, put all your kitchen scraps in the ground, mix them up with leaves and dry items, and start, just throw those tomato seeds in there. Believe me, you're going to get tomatoes because that's how bountiful the tomato plants are. So we want to do that, and instead of worrying about a shortage of tomatoes, grow your own if that's a food that you love. And Dr. Grundy doesn't recommend tomatoes. They're kind of irritant to some bowel systems. But if you love tomatoes, grow your own. So that's item number three. Number four is wheat and flour. We love our bread. Plenty of alternatives to wheat. I eat regularly a bread, a sourdough bread that's made out of spelt. So you hear talk about Ukraine being the breadbasket of the world, and a lot of wheat comes out of, I guess, out of Ukraine. New to me. Anybody have any information on that? Please feel free to chime in. But so they're suggesting or hinting that because of the war going on in the Ukraine, this is why our food is going to be affected in the area of bread, wheat, and flour. So imagine all the things that are made with wheat and flour. How about pizza, everybody's favorite pizza? My grandkids eat pizza at least once a week. And I remember pizza was in my diet for a long time, couldn't do without pizza. So imagine you're not going to be able to get your pizza. So spelt flour, oat flour, amaranth flour, check out the many varieties of flour other than wheat. That's like a no-brainer to me. Wheat and flour, no problem. But there are so many other goods that are produced that add wheat and flour. So that's where you're going to feel the crunch because people, processed food mostly, use wheat and flour a lot in their products. So just prepare for the idea that a lot of your processed foods won't be available. The shelves are going to be empty, and that's okay, because we're in the mind of eating less, moving more, and fasting. Hallelujah. So that's number four. Number five is aluminum cans. Hello, hello, hello. Aluminum cans will be in short supply. So guess what? All those manufacturers of processed food in the can, Campbell's soup comes to mind, and anything else, lots of beans and cans. So guess what? Store up the cans right now. This is the time. They won't go bad. I hope that you've been doing that anyway, because that's an easy item to store. Just buy a case of canned beans, a case of whatever healthy food you can find in a can. Purchase it now. Hopefully you can go to some of those places where you can get large bulk food. Buy them in bulk. Put them in a garage or somewhere where they'll be maintained and stay. And don't worry about anything that's empty on the shelf, because you'll have plenty in your supply of stored foods, saving foods for the shortage. Remember, this is primary. We're eating less and moving more. Those canned foods might stay in there all year if we stay mindful that we're eating less, moving more. So you can just wave at the canned food as you go through the garage or wherever you're storing them, and leave them for the really hard times, and concentrate on fresh tomatoes from your garden. And farmers market, my fave, every Friday we have farmers market in my neighborhood. Get to know your farmers in your area. I know up north that might be difficult, but surely there are farmers markets in your area that are indoors in the winter. Can anybody share that? Do you have farmers markets in Chicago these days? So let us know what you're doing in your area to get to know the people, the local people in your area growing food. That's really key right now, is find out who has the land in your area that is growing food that they can share. Most people growing food have lots of leftovers. So let's join up, meet up, come together, partner with people who have the land, and then supply your shelves with their food, and then share it with your neighbors. So we've got a caller. I'm going to open up the mic. Let's see, 706-202. That looks like Brother Kwame Sunhorse. Thank you for joining us.
Grand Rising, and you know your theme song that you, Francis Scott Keyes, wrote America. And when you research Francis Scott Keyes was a slave owner. And that's what he wrote that song about. So we've got to look at what we're using and what it was written for at the time in which they did it, because Herbert Huber was the one who made it the national, made it a part of the national anthem. He was also related to Chief Justice Taney, who said that about the Dred Scott decision, about the white man has no right, the Negro has no right that the white man is to respect. So we're looking at promoting these things in which we see as speaks about that part, but we don't look at what that person was singing that for or what they were doing that for. It's just like, I think it's the third stanza in Star Spangled Banner. It talks about the slave. This is what they were fighting for in order to keep their way of life and keep in control of other human beings.
So let me get this right. You said Francis Scott Keyes
I sent you the information. You can read it for yourself.
Okay, but I can't read it on the show because my phone is on speaker. So
right, but that's
tell
what
me.
That's why. That's why I'm calling in, because he was in, okay, during the 1800s, and the abolitionists were speaking out against him, and that was part of what they were fighting for this port. And he,
right,
was watching this going on, and that's where he wrote these words. It really was a poem that he had wrote, and he,
right,
turned,
right,
around. So this is what I'm sharing, is that we look at these things in which we, why did they, what was this so great? America was so great, but America was trying to stay great by keeping human beings in captivity. What did,
okay,
they do,
so you're, okay, so who wrote America the Beautiful?
Francis Scott Key. I mean, the Star Spangled Banner.
Yeah, okay, but yeah, but who wrote America the Beautiful, Oh Beautiful for Spacious Skies, Purple Mountain, and all that? Who wrote that one?
Well, I'll look it up, and but I was looking at the Star Spangled Banner and that part of Francis,
okay,
Scott Key.
Let me ask you this. Why do you think we still, why are we still singing the Star Spangled Banner when most of us, if Colin Kaepernick didn't bring it to our attention, why do you think, Kwame, this country has not protested that song all these years and gotten rid of it?
The same reason they're arguing CRT. They don't want you to know the true story of what they were doing when they created these ways of identifying America, because it was done in essence, while genocide and captivity was being done to other human beings, while they were creating stolen land grabs from people that were already here and massacring the people here. There's so much being now revealed from the universities and the Native Americans that are now writing, you know, Thine DeLorean, and the skin of red God, or red earth and white lies. We have to begin to look at the whole story. What was the story of the people before the arrival of the European, and what were the things done, like the massacre of Thanksgiving? You know, they made that a holiday, but that was a massacre that created that. We have to stop giving. That's what we're doing, is we're feeding into genocide.
Yeah, so thank you for that. And I will read your text when I'm done. I have lost power in my house, and I'm like wondering why. But I'm just grateful my Wi-Fi is not connected to this house. It's connected to my son. I'm just glad I'm still here. That's all I can say. Something's keeping me here. And my laptop is not connected to my electricity right now. So anyway, if I go out, you'll know why, if his Wi-Fi goes out. But thank you, Kwame, because this is the year that it's revealing all this evil that we have accepted, that we tolerated, and that we walked around in ignorance, not doing anything. I watched, I don't know if you watched Sister Maria last night on Black Magic. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, excellent.
Yes. Oh, my
and
goodness.
She
I got to talk
about.
An
excellent presentation about what we need to be looking at as above. That's what her focus was what are the planetary alignments that we're aligned with. These are great shifts that are happening with this solar system, where we are in the galaxy, and the effect on the human and the consciousness of everything on this planet. Yeah, we're getting this whole upheaval, talking about there's a lack of, just like they're saying, this big disaster that's coming. The planet is overpopulated. No, you're depopulating areas, people in one area. You have vast amounts of land, and this is what they're buying up and taking over, agricultural land that was once what the people used to feed and sustain themselves. They're herding people into urban areas and buying up the land for corporational ownership and other countries' ownership. Because if you look at how much of America's land now is being bought up by foreign countries, you will be shocked.
Well, you know, last week, I think it was Brother Kufi was saying, I played Dr. Mumbi's recording from YouTube, and she was she's suggesting people get out of the urban areas. She's in the Kenya mountains, and I think it was Kufi was suggesting, well, she's just saying that because they're trying to take over the cities. So I'm like, I don't think that's why her motive, because he was trying to say she used to work for the or the corporation,
the UN.
Yeah, the UN.
But right. The message
from her has always been, get out of Babylon, get out of the matrix. So
yeah,
you got to take the message and not use the messenger is how I feel.
Right, and your message is a very powerful one. Giving people information on how to work and heal the human body. But if you're living in a toxic environment, environment has a great effect on your body. You could be putting all the vegan food, but if you're living in high power telephone power lines, bombarded with radio frequencies, because the oxygen in an urban area is radioactive infected. And this is why you have a hard time trying to hydrate the human cells, is because of what you're breathing in and what you're living in. When you come in nature, you have a different frequency. You have a different oxygen intake than you do being inside of a city. And then the car pollution. When you come down these country roads and you're down here, there's not all of this pollution. All this toxicity, it's choosing how you want to live.
Absolutely. So we got to take a break. Thank you so much, Kwame, for sharing that. And my lifestyle today is so about letting go of food or things that I used to eat versus nourishing, like I suggest with mushrooms for one. Grow some mushrooms, buy some land, grow your own food. That's what we've been, the message has been coming through. And even our Monday morning host has a garden in her apartment in Chicago. So whatever it takes, get your garden going so that you can have food from your own soil that you're growing with your own hands. So we'll be right back after these messages.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Taxes are higher than ever. Every day, thousands of our residents leave Chicago to shop in Indiana. Jobs are being lost and businesses are relocating. Let's find a way to lower our taxes to encourage residents to continue living and shopping in our city. Let's rebuild. Let's restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of the city of Chicago, and I will work hard to find solutions that matter. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for Mayor.
You are tuned in to the Soulful Chicago Book Fair 2020 Vision Fundraising Campaign. That's right. You can support the vision of reviving Black literary excellence in this city by simply taking your $20 or more and donating it on our website. Visit www.soulfulchicagobookfair.com and click the Donate tab on our homepage, or give us a call at 646-359-6605, and we welcome you, helping us breathe literary life into the South Side of Chicago.
Back on. So I give thanks for lights and electricity. I was looking at a YouTube video, the higher view. There's a group of ladies, Caroline Chang, who was my guest last week, introduced me to this new show called The Higher View. They bring a spiritual perspective, unlike the regular The View that Barbara Walters started. These ladies are talking about spiritual perspective on the life events going on. And this one, they were talking about the last show about technology is meant to serve us, not to control us. So instead of having fear about all this new technology, especially AI, or we could call it divine intelligence, we can develop a perspective on AI that this is meant to serve us, not to control us. So keep that in mind. I just thought I'd throw that in. As we see this fast pace of ChatGPT, they got so much stuff coming out these days that blow it, just make your head spin. But just keep in mind that as we are empowered to become the sovereign beings that we're meant to become, I'm going to talk about that on Soul Purpose Healing this Sunday, how this is the time for us to take our royal position, because we're at a new level of inner royal energy, that we need to make sure the technology serves us, not controls us. That's our focus. So getting back to our list of food shortages in 2023, we were at number 5 was, I think, aluminum cans are going to be in short supply. So stock up while you can, because you're going to see probably shelves emptying. But number 6 is sodas and alcohol. Oh, what a shame. We're not going to be able to get as many sodas and alcohol. And on that note, there was a new food guideline that came out recently by the government, I believe, our broken government, that suggests that items like Fruit Loops and Cheerios are healthier for children over eggs and, say, other breakfast foods, that oatmeal, for instance. Oatmeal, eggs are at the bottom. Fruit Loops and Cheerios and all those processed box cereals are healthier for children. And we have a problem in our country of childhood obesity and diabetes, and yet they come out and say that now Fruit Loops should be in the breakfast pantry. So this is the crazy world we live in. But when you think about sodas and alcohol are going to be in the lower supply this year, let's just cheer that one and just move right along. Sodas and alcohol, we don't need that in our pantries anyway. And that includes Coke and beer and all those sugary, high-fructose, corn-syrup drinks, and the addictive alcohol. So let's cheer that one. And the substitute for that, how about water? Find some really good water sources and find frozen. Here's a good way to alkaline your water: lemons. Put some lemon juice in your water. Put some strawberries in your water. Blueberries, any type. I do this often, and when it's hot in Florida, I'll put a few frozen berries in my water, and I'll drive with that container all day. And so that when I'm taking a sip of water, I'm getting the essence of strawberries or blueberries. So let's just forget the sodas and beer and alcohol and refresh our bodies with water infused with fruits. That's the best alternative for sodas and alcohol. So number seven is pet food. For the life of me, I don't understand why people are spending all this money on pet food. When how did pets get fed in the olden days, back in the day, when there was no pet food? So this is another no-brainer. Okay, no pet food on the shelves. Guess what? You're going to have to feed your dog, your cats, what you eat, basically. And for those cats out there wandering around, just let them find a mouse or bugs. That's what they can do. We can don't have to worry about the pet foods, but I know for all you pet owners, that might be a concern. But you're either going to stock up on the processed pet food or just give them the scraps from your table. Now, I had a friend, actually. She had two beautiful dogs. And that woman fed those dogs the best food. She even had organic, she was giving them organic green beans. She was sweet potatoes. She was giving them food from her own table and kitchen. The dogs developed cancer. One dog went blind, and I couldn't figure that out because this woman was just nourishing these dogs like I'd never seen anybody do. She took such good care of these dogs. And yet they developed cancer. And then she had the money actually to spend on chemotherapy, and that dog died shortly after. So here is my analysis of that situation on pets dying in a household, developing disease in a household where they fed them the best quality of food. They went to the vet all the time. She was taking those dogs to the vet, spending lots of money on her pets. And here's what my now, she and her husband were at war with each other. Those dogs, in my opinion, were picking up all that negative energy from their owners. So taught me a big lesson. If you are living with someone and you are in conflict with them, you're arguing all the time, you're not showing loving energy, those dogs are going to pick up that energy. That's what killed her dogs, in my opinion. That one dog actually went blind, I believe, because that dog didn't want to see any more of that mess. And she and her husband were close to divorce so many times, she didn't know what to do, and she was an alcoholic at the time. So it just goes to show you how important emotional energy is, even for pets. So ditch the pet food. You're not going to be able to access it as much anyway. And just work on having a loving environment. As we just heard from our listener, the environment is what is key to your health. So if you're outside, as my friend Elitan Elamim, my breatharian friend, he's in South Africa, walking all over South Africa with no food, no drinks, with just people are being in harmony, laughing. He's sending out videos of his walking out in the wilderness, basically, in South Africa, taking breaks. And he's got these people on this journey with him who are just the same like-minded, holistic people walking through Africa with very little food. And he isn't eating anything or drinking any water. He's like a solartarian. So he's getting his nourishment, number one, from the sun and his environment, and his emotions are stable. His emotions are stable. He's not up and down on a roller coaster of emotions of anxiety and fear. He is very, very calm in his demeanor and his presentation and his response to life's challenges. Always been that way. I've known him for the, I think, 5 years now. I've observed his, I met him here in Orlando for 3 days. We were on an adventure. And then following him in India, his walking through India during Corona, COVID, teaching about the breatharian lifestyle. And now he's in South Africa with doing amazing work. So take a lesson from breatharian Elitan Elamim. Make sure your environment is peaceful, healthy, nourishing. That means being out in the sun most of the day and even in your household, eliminating or reducing conflict and arguing, or you're going to kill your pet. You know, you can feed them all the great pet food in the world, but they'll die if their environment is not loving, kind, and healthy. So moving on, number 8 is coffee. Oh, my goodness. What do we do without our coffee? We got to find a substitute. Well, I just told you, mushrooms. Mushrooms, here's the coffee substitute right here, your own mushroom master blend. You can take this product and put it in your tea. If you have green tea, I have a Tazo tea formula that I love. It has cinnamon in it and a licorice root. Put this mushroom in any beverage that you drink. And there are lots of coffee substitutes using chicory root. Chicory root is a plant that tastes very similar to coffee. So if the coffee's not on the shelf, chicory root, but chicory root can create gas, can stimulate gas and bloating. So that's the only thing I found. I had to reduce that drink. I don't drink it as much anymore because too much gas and bloating. Chicory root and some other fiber, they put fiber in there, but it tastes just like coffee. And you may not have the gas effects if you drink it every other day, maybe. I was drinking it every day and the gas was terrible. Reduce the amount that you drink. But just look into coffee substitutes at your local health food store because it's coming. Coffee supply is going to be at a minimum. And black tea, that's another alternative. But I know there's some real coffee addicts out there. And this is the time to either store up on your coffee or find some substitutes. So number 9 is fresh produce. It's going to be in limited supply. So that's where it's time to go to freeze-dried foods, freeze-dried produce, and your own garden. Once again, got to keep promoting doing your own gardening. And then frozen. As long as you have electricity, just put that stuff in the freezer now while you can. Frozen green beans, or you won't be able to freeze your lettuce, but lettuce is easy to grow. So let us, again, look at growing lettuce and other produce because that's going to be in short supply. So then number 10 is beef or other meats are going to be in short supply. Oh, my. So this is that time where you can find some meat substitutes. There are plenty out there, but I wouldn't recommend them. They usually are made with soy. And then you've got Beyond Burger by, I think, Bill Gates or whoever's putting out this Beyond Meat Burger product has lots of ingredients that are kind of toxic, like canola oil. Again, the soy is usually used pretty much for meat substitutes. So real quickly, again, I'll read the list. Number 1, butter, vegetable oils, tomatoes, wheat and flour, aluminum cans, sodas and alcohol, pet food, coffee, fresh produce, and beef or other meats are going to be in short supply. So how are you feeling about this list at this point? I'd love to know. The one thing we don't want to get into is fear. Whether you're going to be without is no problem if we have the mind that says we eat less, move more, meditate more. Eat less, move more, meditate more. And that's how we get through this challenging year. And we've got, let me see, comments from, I said, Zelda, eating less, fasting more, yes. And then Naima Latif, Grand Rising, beautiful Queen Head, thank you for the inspiration. And thank you for tuning in. So any questions or comments, press 1. I'm on YouTube today and Facebook. And we're talking about food shortages for 2023. So
also have an audio. I wanted to remind you again, there's an epidemic. I have several news items that I want to share with you this morning because things are happening so fast these days that if we don't have a solution, then the government is going to give us a solution. So we need to be very proactive, Dave, so that we are not persuaded in any way to follow the government suggestion. Now, here's a note about something that I was hesitating to bring, but if you're planning on traveling, there's been a lot in the news about airplane pilots and the jabs, and this is from America's Frontline Doctors. And this is just a note to be prayerful if you're flying on any airplanes soon, because there is something going on with the airline pilots. And this is an article that the Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, has admitted that EKGs of many pilots are no longer normal. This is actually a legitimate, you can find this online. After the rushed rollout of the injections, we've now learned FAA secretly increased the acceptable range of EKG heart test results for pilots, as too many were facing potential grounding, meaning they watered down safety standards to avoid a pilot shortage. The policy change was published in October 2022 FAA Guide for Aviation Medical Examiners. With this change, federal governments that rush jabs have damaged the hearts of enough pilots to affect the entire airline industry. That's enough said to make you think, oh my goodness, is it safe to fly on airplanes? Of course it's safe if your faith is not in the airplane or the pilot. I have been flying on airplanes since 1978 when I married a man who worked for a major airline. We were flying all the time because it was free. And there was always in my mind to pray for the pilot and ask the creator to lift that plane up off the ground and put it down safely. That is never going to end for me because I'm still in awe about how that plane even gets up off the ground. I'm like, wow, this is just amazing technology. And my ex-husband was like, this is nothing, because he was working on these planes all the time, and he thought the technology was just nothing to brag about. But these days, airplanes can practically fly themselves. They are computerized machines. Airplanes these days have one big computer, and my husband used to share this with me, how basically fixing an airplane problem was mastering the computer in the cockpit, knowing what that computer could and could not do. So I just want to let you know, don't worry if you're seeing this information come out, and it's actually true, it's been out for a while, that there's a shortage of airplane pilots, so that we need to just maintain a prayerful lifestyle about especially flying. But those planes can practically fly themselves, and that's why they have a co-pilot and a pilot. So if anything happens to the pilot or the co-pilot, there's usually someone there to back them up. And once those planes get up off the air, off the ground, guess what? They're on autopilot. Those pilots and co-pilots just sit back, read a magazine, and they listen for beeps or warnings that says they need to take over. But for the most part, I assure you, airplanes are big computer machines. That's what's running that plane. And the pilot is actually there for damage control if they have to land it for some strange reason that the computer doesn't work, which is rare. I assure you, there's all kinds of backups for airplanes these days. And so not to worry. And I'm actually flying to Costa Rica in the end of February. I'm going with a friend. And she was a little worried at first when she read this headline and she got this news. But we're both like, we're going to have angels flying these planes. So this is a word for you to build your faith this year. With all these food shortages, who do you trust? Who do you trust to nourish you? Who do you trust to supply all your needs? It's not the government. It's not man. You've got to have a bigger trust factor, faith factor, than what we see with our eyes. And we're going to talk about that on Sunday on Soul Purpose Healing as we move into a royal energy for those of us who have the strong faith in something other than man. So just had to throw that news item out there. Now, there's other items that I want to cover about in the news lately that we might just think about because there's so much research going on, technology, even the fact that egg producers are behind a scheme to gouge computers. This was an interesting article from The Defender, that U.S. egg producers rake in record profits amid soaring prices. A farmer-led advocacy group focused on building a just and sustainable food system on Thursday implored the Federal Trade to promptly open an investigation into the egg industry. I get my eggs from local farmers. So I want to encourage you to do the same. That's really the solution to an article like that is, again, farmers markets are key right now. Wherever your food supply is coming from, look for local producers more than corporate-owned locations or food sources, because you can't trust them. You just can't trust them. And then we have another item here from Children's Health Defense. There's a lawsuit that's pending for legacy media with antitrust First Amendment claims for censoring COVID-related content. Hundreds of Tylenol lawsuits allege retailers, manufacturers knew that acetaminophen during pregnancy could cause autism. I read last week about the long history of fraud by the big pharma producer Pfizer. That's still in the news. Independent advisor to evaluate the jab safety was a former Pfizer consultant. So the corruption is everywhere. Now this is one, childhood obesity, that concerns me because they're a new food guideline is saying Fruit Loops is more nutritious than things like eggs and oatmeal. So this article, which was published January 10th, childhood obesity, drugs and surgery topped the list of American Academy of Pediatrics new guidelines. This is so crazy that it's a wake-up call to protect our children. American Academy of Pediatrics on Monday issued new clinical guidelines for treating childhood obesity, recommending physicians offer weight loss drugs, surgery, and surgery to obese children. Can we just get these kids out on the playground and help them do some exercise? No. That's too easy. The guidelines were amended for the first time in 15 years. They highlight the complex genetic, physiologic, socioeconomic, and environmental contributors to obesity. Let me read that again. They amended for the first time in 15 years and highlight the complex, quote, complex genetic, physiologic, socioeconomic, and environmental contributors to obesity. But the recommendations focus on treatment rather than prevention and do not address potential adverse effects of medications and surgeries, as it is even with adults. And it goes on, while we applaud the AAP, the American Academy of Pediatrics, for addressing the grave issue of childhood obesity, their newest recommendations are misguided and negate the root causes. This is from Dr. Michelle Perrell, who told The Defender. For many years, AAP unsuccessfully promoted the, quote, diet and exercise mantra while obesity rates continued to soar. Perro, who is a pediatrician, executive director of GMO science, and author of What's Making Our Children Sick, How Industrial Food is Causing an Epidemic of Chronic Illness and What Parents and Doctors Can Do About It. Well, this food shortage hopefully will help get to the root of the problem, because it's the industrial food that is being used or being stated as a cause of this chronic illness. And here's a quote from the doctor saying, what has not been addressed are the obesogens in American children's meals, substances that produce obesity, lurking in their food at home as well as school, caused mostly by pesticides and plastics. The cause of the metabolic disorder of obesity is that it is an environmental disease. Wow, environmental disease. Is that what we're looking at today for our children, is that their environment is toxic in terms of the food they're eating and the home, possibly the toxic homes that these children are in? And they're saying, unless we remove the pesticides and other toxicants, the promotion of drugs and surgery are panaceas, band-aids, and foster the pill for ill model rather than root cause real solutions. So Mary Lou Singleton, who's a midwife and family nurse practitioner, told The Defender, the new AAP guidelines, quote, offered no meaningful analysis or explanation of what is driving the childhood obesity epidemic. She added, I found no mention of the massive changes in the U.S. food supply that correlate with the skyrocketing rates of obesity among children and adults alike. The document fails to address the school lunch program, which is providing a significant amount of the calories U.S. school children are eating weekly. Most school children in the U.S. are fed plastic-wrapped, chemically preserved, pesticide-laden food made in factories months or years earlier. In addition to the sugar, the chemicals in these foods have endocrine-disrupting obesogenic properties. Oh, my goodness. Take a deep breath. And as we take a break, let's remember that this is 2023, divine energy overriding all the insanity. And we as adults, grandmothers, parents can take back the health of our children. We as adults, grandmothers, parents can now intervene in the crazy, insane systems that have caused this epidemic among children and adults. And so when we come back, we want to look at some of the truths that we are missing in our society and our environment that can heal these children and adults, namely what's going on in our physical body and what we can change in our own psyche. Because what we're going to look at on Sunday is that the age of Aquarius is about cleaning up our psyche. Our psyche is our emotions. And that's key to making any changes to the systems that we've been bombarded by that are causing disease and mental illness, obesity, all of that. It's really time for us to look at the past and what harm it's done to especially our food system and our emotional state. So we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back with more information and knowledge for us to take charge of our health.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive, and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viato.
And as we think about this childhood obesity issue, it's important for us to remember the psyche to be healed. So I want to just play a brief teaching by Gabor. He's Dr. Gabor. He's a medical doctor, psychiatrist. He's done also, but he's an expert in child trauma. And a lot of the obesity problems that we see today, as with a lot of health issues in general, are based on child trauma. Dr. Gabor is so good at breaking down why the emotional part needs to be healed. So I want to just share with you a little bit of his teaching on child trauma.
So an addiction is a complex psychological, physiological process, but which manifests in any behavior that a person enjoys, finds relief in, and therefore craves in the short term, but suffers negative consequences in the long term and doesn't give up despite the negative consequences. So craving, pleasure, relief in the short term, negative consequences in the long term, inability to give it up. Now, notice I has said nothing about substances. I said any behavior. So it could be related to cocaine, crystal meth, heroin, fentanyl, marijuana, nicotine, alcohol, whatever. Could also be sex, gambling, internet, relationships, shopping, eating, work, extreme sports, working out, pornography, any number of human activities. So I said any behavior. Now, the official definition of addiction, according to the American Society for Addiction Medicine, is that this is a primary brain disorder. It arises in the brain largely due to genetic reasons. This is how they see it. And I say that's just not true. The other popular idea about addiction is that it's a choice that somebody makes, that people choose to be addicted, which is what the legal system is based on. Because if people are not choosing, what are we punishing them for? And although I think the medical definition is closer to the truth, I don't see it as a genetic disorder, and I don't see it as a primary brain disorder. So let me perhaps show you why, if that's okay. A human being has two fundamental needs, apart from the physical needs, in infancy, in childhood. One is for attachment. Now, attachment is the closeness and proximity with another human being for the sake of being looked after or for the sake of looking after the other. Now, human beings, as mammals and even birds, are creatures of attachment. We have to connect and attach because otherwise we don't survive. If there's nobody that's motivated to take care of us, to attach to us that way, and we're not motivated to attach to others, we just can't survive. One interesting thing is that the endorphins, which are the body's internal opiate chemicals, which heroin and all the other opiates resemble, they help to facilitate attachment. So if you take infant mice and you knock out their endorphin receptors so they don't have endorphin opiate activity in their brain, they won't cry for help and separate from their mothers, which would mean that they would die in the wild. And which goes back to what happens in early in childhood when there's stress and trauma, these endorphin systems don't develop. And then when people do heroin, it feels like a warm, soft hug to them. They feel love and connection for the first time. That's why it's so powerful. But so we have this need for attachment, without which obviously the human infant, who is the most helpless, the most dependent, the least mature of any creature in the universe at birth, cannot survive without the attachment. And that attachment relationship, given that we have the longest period of development of any creature, you know, well into adolescence and beyond, attachment is not a negotiable need. But we have another need, which is authenticity. Now, authenticity, out of the self, means being connected to ourselves, just knowing what we feel and being able to act on it. So that means our gut feelings. So let's look at how human beings evolved. For hundreds of thousands of years, and for 100,000 years or so of this species existing on Earth, how did we live? We didn't live in cities and houses and so on. We lived out there in the wild until very recently in human existence. Now, just how long do you survive in the wild if you're not connected to your gut feelings? Not very long. If you start using your intellect instead of your gut feelings, you just don't survive. So that's a powerful survival need as well. So attachment is a survival need. Authenticity is a survival need. But what happens if your authenticity threatens your attachment relationships? For example, as a two-year-old, you get angry because you didn't get that cookie before dinner. But your parents can't handle anger because they grew up in homes when there was rageaholism and they're terrified at the very expression of anger. So they give you the message that good little kids don't get angry. The message you receive is not that good little kids don't get angry, but that angry little kids don't get loved. Because your parents are now sullen, they won't look at you, they talk to you in a harsh way, you're not getting loved. Not experiencing love at that moment. Now, but you got to stay attached. Guess what you're going to suppress? The authenticity every time. And this is how we lose connection to ourselves and to our gut feelings. So that, strangely enough, that very dynamic, which is essential for human survival in a natural setting, not becomes a threat to our survival in this more modern setting, where to stay authentic is to threaten attachment. And so we give up our authenticity, and then we wonder who the hell we are, and whose life is this, and who's experiencing all this, and this life doesn't, you know, and who am I really? And so that's where the reconnection has to happen. That's where the healing happens, is with that reconnection. But it's because of that conflict, the tragic conflict in childhood between authenticity and attachment that most of us face, that we lose ourselves and lose connection to our gut feelings. Now, this leads to the question of trauma, because it's one thing to recognize that all this originates in childhood pain, it's quite another to transform that pain. And for that, we have to understand what trauma is. So people often think that trauma is what happens to you. So trauma is a divorce when you were small and your parents fighting. Trauma is your mother's depression. Trauma is your father's alcoholism. Trauma is your parents' argumentation. Trauma is physical or sexual abuse or some loss. Those aren't the traumas. Those are traumatic. But the trauma is not what happens to you. The trauma is what happens inside you. And as a result of these traumatic events, what happens inside you is you get disconnected from your emotions, and you're disconnected from your body, and you have difficulty being in the present moment, and you develop a negative view of your world, and a negative view of yourself, and a defensive view of other people. And these perspectives keep showing up in your life in the present. So in other words, the addiction is not the primary problem. It's an attempt to solve a problem. And then the real question is, how did the problem arise? In other words, this is where my theory is, that it's always rooted in childhood trauma, and that the addiction is an attempt to deal with the effects of childhood trauma, which it does temporarily, while it creates even more problems in the long term. And so the issue is not just to recognize what happened 10, 15, 30, however many years ago, but to actually recognize their manifestations in the present moment and to transcend them. And how do you do that? By reconnecting with yourself, by restoring the connection with your body primarily and with your emotions that you lost. And once you do, when you found these things again, then you have what we call recovery. Because what does it mean to recover something? It means to find it again. So what is it that people find when they recover? They find themselves. And the loss of self is the essence of trauma. So the real purpose of addiction treatment, mental health treatment, any kind of healing, is reconnection.
So, childhood obesity is that there's a lot of children addicted to food and sodas, and anything that helps them have that psyche health that they missed as with their parents or whoever their providers are. I take my role as a grandmother very seriously because I see, thanks to the Female Solution host who have helped me withdraw from the idea that these children need to be spanked or abused with my hands, I'm being taught how to connect with these children and change their energy by conversation and eye contact. That's why I love my grandchildren so much. And even though my grandson will sometimes, I hate you, Grandma. It's like, it's okay, honey. I understand. They need so much these days. Children in general, young people, this young generation, need to have conversations with conscious people because they have not been able to thoroughly attach in their child, in their infancy or in their young child stage with the adults in their life when they are using food as comfort, as many adults do, but especially children who are obese. They've been using food for comfort, and that's where we as grandmothers and parents and aunts and uncles can help them change that behavior when we show them love, when we connect with them, when we talk to them, we have conversations, when we stop ignoring them. We cannot ignore the youth in our lives anymore. We need to connect with these people, these little souls, and learn from them exactly what their needs are. This has been my experience over the last, my granddaughter is 8, grandson is 6. I'm having a wonderful time learning how to connect to these young people, these young souls in my life. And that's the key, I think, to child healing the childhood obesity, is connecting with these children and helping them find comfort, not in their food, but in conversations with you, adults. I have two callers I want to get to, and then I want to address this comment by Naima Latif, our executive producer, because this is a great question. She says, I always eat Beyond Burger. Is there any other meat substitute that's safe? Of course there is. Yes, yes, yes. Well, number one, health food stores are full of substitute burgers. We love our burgers, right? I made a sandwich the other day with tempeh, T-E-M-P-E-H. It's a fermented organic soy. That's the only kind of soy we should be eating is organic ferment. I put smoke liquid on it, fry it in or heat it in olive oil, and it tastes like almost like bacon when you put this smoked liquid on it. And then you put lettuce and I have a bacon, lettuce, and tomato vegan sandwich for one. That's the one substitute is tempeh. Tempeh can be used in all sorts of ways. And I use that a lot because as an elderly woman, I need more estrogen. Women in their 60s and over, we don't have the estrogen we need to keep our vaginas healthy. Let's just put it out there. So estrogen is what we're lacking. And I have found by using more soy, fermented organic soy, and a cream that I use called Estriol, I feel like everything is in balance down there right now. So, and then another one, Naima, is portobello mushrooms. Oh, my goodness, I love portobello mushrooms. You put marinade portobello mushrooms. You know, they come, these big mushrooms. You can use the whole mushroom, in fact, as a burger. If you season it well enough, it'll taste like a burger. Or you can grind it up and use eggs to keep it together and season it well, and that's another burger. But other than that, if you don't want to make your own burgers with portobello mushroom or tempeh, go to the health food store. They got plenty of substitutes. But you got to watch the ingredients because they're throwing all kind of stuff in there to make it taste like a burger. And, you're getting into processed food, which your body has to spend energy on. Instead of making stem cells, which we all want, we want to keep making these stem cells to repair and renew, then the body's processing all this canola oil and all these other crappy processed ingredients. So let me go to the phones. I want to hear from you. How are you feeling about the food shortage list and about childhood obesity? That's been my main intent today, is to bring these topics up that we can bring solutions to and help our children and not be in fear about food not being on the shelf. So 79801, your mic is open. Welcome.
Greetings. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes. This sounds like Maika.
Yes, this is Maika. Greetings this morning. Listen, I just want to, great show. I just wanted to let you all know that this coming Wednesday, we're going to be celebrating the beginning, the first day of February in the calendar month in the year 2023. And just found out that February 1st is a national holiday, believe it or not.
Really? What?
Yes. February 1st in 1863, a black man, Richard R. Wright, he lobbied for this, and President Truman made it a federal code, National Freedom Day.
Wow.
So we're going to be celebrating National Freedom Day on Wednesday as we start off the history, Black History Month, or African American History Month. So join us Wednesday on A Female Solution, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., same station as this show right here. And let's talk about freedom, and let's talk about, and the principle for Wednesday is love. That's the first principle we're going to start off with. So we want to be principled, and we want to be loving, and we want to be free. So let's celebrate. Thank
you.
Hallelujah.
So let me ask you a question. You heard about the controversy with our Governor DeSantis and him rejecting this advanced placement African-American history class.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard about
that? What do I say about that?
Yeah, have you heard about
that? I think they need the I Am calendar, which I'm presenting to the world, because, one, it provides facts about what happened, and then young people can do their own internal research on what's interesting to them, and it's all truth. I mean, people do. They put all kind of stuff into everything, just like, you know, they pass a bill in Congress, well, you got to add this for me to vote for it, and all that kind of crazy stuff. We don't need to be dealing with all, you know, pornography folks and ABC folks and all them people. We don't need to deal with that when we're dealing with African-American history. It's a pure history, and it's a bountiful history, and it doesn't need to be polluted by anybody's toxicity. I agree with the governor.
Thank you. Thank you. We love our governor. You're thank you, Maika. And what people don't seem to understand, like you pointed out so beautifully, is that they stick things in these programs like queer studies. That's actually, for those of you who are questioning why the governor rejected it, he's a racist, and they want to sue him now, that's not going to work. They're sticking, they're placing things within this curriculum about queer studies and things like critical race theory, which he's already talked about that. He's rejecting that for various reasons. But the queer studies was what really interested me. So, yeah, thank you, Maika. We need to focus on Maika's calendar, which really brings out the beautiful facts about African-Americans, indigenous people, holidays, and the things that were more relevant. And then let the parents educate. My feeling is let the parents educate their children.
I totally agree.
About their culture, not a public school AP program, whatever. Some of the people involved in putting this AP program together actually have written books about communism, their support of communism. So this government in Florida, they did their homework and investigated thoroughly what was in this curriculum. So please stop hating on our governor. Our governor has won. His primary objective for the last 3 years is let the parents decide on how to treat and educate their children. If you lived in Florida and you've been watching him on the news and all his presentations, his focus has always and continually repeated, let the parents have back their control in raising their children. So parents do not want queer studies offered to their high school students in senior year, YAP, whatever. So let's stop hate and sending hate down here to Florida. We love our governor, and he's doing what's right for the parents, not the government. 336-350, Mama AZ, your mic's open.
Thank you. Dr. V, can you hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am. Go right ahead.
Thank you, family. Thank you, Dr. Maika. And I'm going to call you about the calendar. Dr. V, I live through you with your grandchildren. I am so grateful that those little chaps chose their mom and dad because of you. They have the bounty of your wisdom. And I just love you, Dr. V, and I love those babies. And you give them a hug for me. I can't be with my grandchildren. I'm not allowed like you're able to. So I live through you and things that you share with those young babies. Peace. Thank us.
But you know, Mama AZ, if you watch Dr. Myra or last night,
girl,
I'm going to be coming up.
I blew it up.
We got it.
You know, Sister Myra,
go.
I blew the thing up. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. We got to talk about that on Sunday, because even if you're not physically with your grandchildren, we have a responsibility to love them unconditionally, is what part of her message was. And we do that sending out prayer and energy of love and healing and all that they need. We're going to be doing that on Sunday, to send out to all our relatives unconditional love.
Yes.
So thank you for reminding us of that. And we got to go now. And we'll be back tomorrow. Female Solution, tomorrow, join us here. The last Saturday of the month at noon for more truth and love and inspiration from these fabulous female solution hosts who are dedicated to bring you truth and inspiration and wisdom. So thank you all for joining me today, and we'll see you tomorrow and Sunday night. I'll be on Soul Purpose Healing with a powerful message about the age of Aquarius. I've got two guests coming on, Eddie Harris and my sister from Chicago, to talk about this age of Aquarius, which is about cleaning up our psyche. So don't miss that Sunday night at 8. Thank you all. Have a beautiful day. My lights are back on.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Xiexie. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsahamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję. France, Merci. Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, medasi. Nigeria, eshe. South Africa, ngiyabonga. Senegal, jeret. Kenya, asante. Israel, toda. Pakistan, shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakur. Saudi Arabia, shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
Shalom. Love you. Have a beautiful day.